Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on a custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane, telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
Hail Cobra!
Or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll!
Or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good. Or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country. And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
Now that I've done those imitations, those little jokes, do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones, and I am the guy on the show every day. I am an American, and that's what I promote, is freedom and justice and liberty, and they can't stand it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com is now back. For more than 6 months, we've not had free shipping. But free shipping is back at InfoWarsStore.com for all orders $50 or greater. We had to get rid of it for a while because of financial issues, but now we've signed a deal with one of the top shipping companies in the nation, and so we can do free shipping on orders $50 or more, and all of the regular orders below that are up to half the cost shipping was previously. So we've got extremely competitive shipping now, which is going to lower the price across the board of all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And on top of that, the biggest sale of the year, the Mega Blowout Sale going right through Christmas, is running right now, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 and double Patriot points on your next order. That's an additional 10% off that you save each time you order at InfoWarsStore.com. So, it's finally back. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, and the regular orders, you're going to see the shipping dramatically, massively cut. We worked hard to get this done. I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now, while you still can, to get things like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Fazo Beats, Ultra 12. The list goes on and on. And all these products are going to stay at huge discount right through Christmas. The issue is X2, X3, BioTrue Selenium, Bank of America Coffee. So many of the products have already sold out. And so we'll keep the sale going, but in a week or so, a bunch of the best-selling products will be gone, like DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Bodies, and others. So take advantage of this sale. Get free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Enrich your immune system, empower your body, make your life richer, and keep us on air. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping is back.
We are inundated with propaganda fabricating one engineered New World Order crisis directive after another.
Musk announced the decision after conducting an online poll. He tweeted, quote, "The people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week."
You know, the Russians are waiting for something like this. They need a propaganda campaign against the United States and against our support for Ukraine. And they're going to be all over Twitter. I guarantee this. Supporting the far right.
So I think the idea that, forget it, this is over, it isn't. We have an updated vaccine booster that we want to do, but the uptake of that is you know, less than 15%. It's somewhere between 11 and 15%. We've got to do better than that.
And as the Mockingbird media sets the bait while preening itself with million-dollar salaries.
I'm not saying all rural voters are extreme, but you just brought up rural voters that came out.
Ordinary humans continue to ask far more intriguing questions that will never be asked or answered in prime time for fear of being labeled a conspiracy theory. massive questions like, why are animals and insects all over the world suddenly forming moving concentric circles? From sheep to turtles to turkeys. Earlier this month, the Chinese state news outlet People's Daily posted this video from the Chinese Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The flock of sheep had been going in circles for more than 10 days. Could it possibly be a reaction to the progress of the Higgs-Boson Particle Collider creating the God Particle at CERN? Could it be that Earth's magnetic poles are shifting? Or is it phase two of Operation Lockstep, where a ramped-up 5G attacks the immune system of those that took the vaccines, sending the world's animal kingdom with varying degrees of natural magnetism into circular repetition? After witnessing this video of ants reacting to a cell phone ringing, Australian entomologist Nigel Andrew from the University of New England surmised that a lot of ants use magnetism to orientate themselves. They have magnetic receptors in their antennae. If they're traveling long distances, they use magnetic receptors.
Well, Ye's got his mask. He's a superhero. I represent the bad guys. David Icke's little reptoids. So, now your enemy's in here hosting the show with you, Ye. We got Nick Fuentes, one of my best buddies. He works for us, does a really good job. He's over there with us. Oh, now he's turning to Alex Jones. So what are we going to do here? Ye, the Balenciaga situation, you made a great point during a break earlier about how they just need a new devil, but that's a devil to distract us from the fact that we've become the devil. But that's kind of what you said. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, I just saw people making videos about it, and I said, it just seems like it's just more noise and mayhem and code red and things to get people outraged. As I said before, every form of pornography is only one... is only 10 years away from pedophilia. Anybody that's watching pornography, if you're watching a woman have sex on camera, she's reliving the trauma of being molested. Like, a greater majority of women that end up being strippers, prostitutes, or pornographers, adult film stars, have gone through the trauma of experiencing pedophilia, but sex is a legal drug that's pushed to destroy humanity. If you drive down the street in California, they will be pushing strip clubs, they're pushing alcohol, they're pushing sex. It's this is like, so for people to have this moral code about pedophilia but no moral code about strip clubs, pornography, and the sex industry, it's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that all of that is wrong. So Jesus said so, or Jesus said no. That's when we just need to
follow. Let me ask you this. What about world population? The globalists say there's too many people. They want to sterilize us. They want to promote transgenderism. They want to depopulate us. Do you think that that's accurate? Or I mean, what do you think of the New World Order and its overall agenda?
I believe so. I'm more of a gut feeling person. Like I said, I'm the battering ram. And you guys are the SWAT team to come in afterwards and then give the information. God has people, different kind of warriors, different heights, different mindsets, different colors. And our collective agenda needs to be to serve God in what we do.
And we can't do that if we don't have an open, free debate.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
We can't do that if we don't have an open, free debate.
And that's what we have. God brought us here. You created this platform, the InfoWars. I heard about the legend of Alex Jones from this lady named Tracy Romulus, Tracy Gwynn, who is faking like a Christian, is really, you know what? Much love to Tracy Romulus and Tracy Gwynn, because this is the type of person I will sue. I'm just going to say I prefer that person not be next to my children. So much love, and Jesus, God bless your family. I would prefer that that person be not next to my children. Next person, next subject.
Balenciaga, though, you were going to, I mean, just overall, what are you, because obviously you were with a lot of fashion brands, and now all the stuff's come out. It's almost like they did this on purpose as a PR stunt.
I think so. You know, I'm friends with the head designer, and I believe that it was a setup. I think it was a hit job. And now all of a sudden, everyone is so outraged and focused on Balenciaga, but then we're still aborting our kids. We're still fornicating. We're still killing each other. We're still listening to music that promotes that. but oh, we don't wear Balenciaga now. Shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, what are you doing? You're throwing stones. Oh my God. But you know, our moral code, we just cheated on our wives. We just fornicated. We just had threesomes. We just bought some sex on Instagram. We just sold some sex. We use sex to sell a product, but we don't like Balenciaga. Shut up. Shut up. I'm throwing the tablets right now. Shut up. Instagram is about prostitution, and everyone involved in any version of the sex business is as bad as the pedophiles. So everyone, shut up. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
So think of all the thousands of topics we can cover in the limited time we have as you're about to get on a plane and go back to another state and do some new stuff. What else is on your radar? Because there's a lot. What do you think about the Ukraine war? What do you think about the devaluation of the dollar? What do you think about FTX and Bitcoin? I mean, there's so many topics.
Nick?
Well, yeah, in terms of Ukraine and Russia, I haven't really seen so much.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
That's 800-507-3137.
I'll hold my questions for Ye later, because I kind of want to come in, because we have a lot of eyes on this transmission right now, and there's a lot of people sharing their opinions on the internet with this right now. And so I kind of just want to, you know, I just want to take a step back and just say, look, we're in a difficult realm with what we're doing here today, trying to balance fun and seriousness, because we are serious people. We have serious missions and goals, but we also want to have fun. We don't want to hate life. We want to enjoy life, and we want other people to enjoy life. And when I see the response on the internet from the haters and the people getting angry today, I'm just a little perturbed. Let Ye speak. Let the man speak. You may not agree with what he has to say, but why don't you want him to speak? I don't get it. Same thing with Alex Jones. Why don't you want Alex to speak? What is wrong with you? Why are you so angry? Why are you so serious all the time? If you don't like what they say, tune it out. But here's what gets me, Alex. This is what bothers me. It's bothered me with the attacks on you over the years. It bothers me with the attacks we see on Ye today. Whether you agree with everything he said or disagree with everything he said, let's get our priorities straight here, okay? If you're upset with what Kanye West has said today, let me correct that. Ye. If you're upset with anything Ye has said here today, Ye is not the person in Chicago shooting people every night, teenagers, innocent people dying. Ye is not the person in D.C. in Congress selling this country out for decades. Ye is not the person with Big Pharma that's killed millions of people with their products. It's all come out in court, that still has influence to mandate their products on the people. That's not Ye. Ye is not the one that's lying us into wars where millions of people die and trillions get spent. So for all the backlash, all the huffing and puffing that we're going to see from this interview in the next 48 hours, you're all clowns. You're all clowns. If this interview upsets you, your priorities are so out of whack, and I don't even think you have the capability to enjoy life anymore. And you need to take a serious look and reflection in the
mirror. They're against free will. They're against free open discussion, which shows they're evil. And anyone going along with censoring somebody's speech is a fraud and enemy of the people.
But we are, the people are not evil. It's Satan that controls the people and puts demonic blocks. So when you see the truth in front of you, you can't even hold the truth. Like, it's demonic blocks. I can go to Kim and say, hey, put your family first. You have someone who loves you. Put us first. Put your children first. And it's demonic blocks bringing her into traumatic, everything. However, she was pushing to the sex tape. She's pushing to saying that she had sex with Pete Davidson in front of a fireplace. Hulu does not love you, Kim. Disney does not love you, Kim. Come home, Kim. Come home to Christ. Go to God. Go to Jesus, because you saying you might not ever, or marry somebody. Great. Go marry Tom Brady, whatever you want to do. But get married and use your platform as an influence to keep families together. Don't let the devil use you. And those people that are out there mad at the ability for us to say things for consciousness, I have to think, okay, White Lives Matter, I'm going to do a t-shirt, I'm going to make it. You understand? Woke culture is controlled by the Zionist media, making people mad, outraged, going out the street. We're so outraged, but you're not doing anything yourself to change it and follow God and follow Christ. We haven't said anything against the word of God today. God says love everyone. So if I say I love the Zionists that cancel my account, then I can say I do love Hitler. I do love the Zionists. I love everyone. The Zionists cannot tell me who I can love and not love. I don't think like that. I think more like someone that's on the spectrum, since that's what they want to claim. Well, let me be on the spectrum of love, because love.
But that's a good
Hitler.
T-shirt. I love Hitler.
That's a bar. That's a bar.
I'm joking.
Well, and I think what, too.
Go ahead.
I love Zionists too. Oh, sorry.
I love Zionists. We love everyone.
You're saying love humanity and stop getting past the labels.
Love is the key. Everyone's promoting this loathing, and it's time to promote love. God.
No, I hear you. Let's bring in Ollie Alexander, who helped get this done. Ollie, I've known you for years, but this is quite the broadcast. This is definitely, so far in 2022, the biggest broadcast of the year. This is it.
Yeah, don't put this on me, Ricky Bobby.
That's right. Ahead, you're not first, you're last. Come on, Ali, you're on air. Give us your take on
this. No, I mean, I this is great. Look, I love everybody on screen, and I love them, and I like them, and I endorse them. And I think that what Owen said is absolutely right. It's like you can look at this interview, and you can be triggered. You know, you can engage your ego and say, Ye endorsed genocide when he didn't. You can look at this broadcast and say Nicholas Fuentes is a 23-24-year-old, you know, secret dog-whistling KKK Nazi. But that's also not the case. You could say that Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer are actually platforming hate, but that's not what's going on at all. And I think what's powerful about this broadcast, and I really think that we're making narrative history, is that we're breaking the Overton window. The Republican establishment sold us out. The conservative movement sold us out. The churches, they closed. So when we looked for leadership on the right, there was none. Okay, when Owen Schroyer got charged, when Ali Alexander got sued and investigated, Alex, when you got sued, did we get a call from Mar-a-Lago saying, hey, I'm a billionaire and I want to help fund what you guys have been through for me? No, we didn't. So here we are left with the last option on InfoWars, the home of the resistance. And we're a bunch of pseudo-celebrities with one celebrity saying, okay, well, then we're just going to break the chessboard. We're getting off your chessboard because it is rigged. It's rigged by Lucifer. It's rigged by Satanists. It is rigged by the Jewish mafia, and people don't want to say that. It's rigged by the Marxists and the leftists and all of these people. And it's actually, frankly, rigged by people who would, you know, betray Christ within the church, the apostates. So I think that this broadcast should encourage everybody to take everyone else just at their word, only use what they're saying, take it in good faith and in the best light, and stop relying on the ADL and the SPLC or Twitter trends. In fact, Elon should get rid of Twitter trends. There shouldn't be editorial little comments.
Well, they always control it anyway. We hit number one, they took it off. But bigger than that, what about the biomedical mafia, the big pharma? It's the king daddy with the central banks. Yeah, so my only concern about talking about certain other elites, how about the big corporate elite that all links up with one agenda, yeah?
Jesus runs the world. Elon needs to put Alex Jones back on the platform because I don't agree with someone that doesn't believe in Christ saying, you're cool, you're cool, you're cool, not you. And this is my friend, right? This is my boy. But we can agree to disagree, right? But it's still his platform. It's up to him. But also, I'm not a person that's going to say, hey, I agree with everything. There's things that I said today that you guys don't agree with because you're not in the same place or in the same position in your walk that I'm at. I'm in a position where I love the person who the doctor that had plastic surgery on my mom. I always have been in a way where it's, I can't hate. I am.
You said your mother was sacrificed. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I believe that Michael Jordan's dad was sacrificed. I believe, didn't something happen with Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
My mom, these are all Zionist sacrifices that happen. But this is Satan at the end of the day. There's a lot of people that feel like we're at the end of days. And Jesus runs the world. God runs the world. Jesus is the real king of Israel. And I'm just a simple servant of God. I'm not a mathematician.
Oh, no, I hear you. You said white lives matter. Because I think you, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You understood that they're trying to demonize white people to create a crisis and for us to fight with each other. I thought that was very true. I think all lives matter. But you went even stronger and said white lives matter. You got criticized for that. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I thought that was my right. I felt that I just exercise rights that are only given to whites. A white person can wear a T-shirt that says Black Lives Matter, but for a black person to wear a T-shirt that says White Lives Matter, that somehow makes me racist. So I love just going up and saying, hey, what do you think about this? What about that? And if we don't use our consciousness, they're trying to beat us into our consciousness and make us ignorant.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Open Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Love, L-O-V, the
juice.
Did you say that? It's true. I do love them. First, I say amendment, A-M-T. What's the abbreviation?
A-M-D-T, I think. Not sure.
Yeah, I got it. I love the First Amendment. Long live, yay. We got to capitalize that, though. All right, I'm going to tweet that. I love the First Amendment. Long live yay. I hope.
No, we're going to pray. No hoping. We pray.
No, I pray. Pray Elon. Elon is for real.
No, pray to God, not to Elon. Pray that God.
I pray to God. I agree. I'll say that. I pray.
To Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Say his name. There's power. There's strength in the name.
Jesus. Okay, I pray to Jesus that Elon is for real.
What do you mean by for real? What does that mean? For real about what? Be more specific.
Trying to free up the internet.
Write that.
I believe he is.
Friend of Jesus.
That Apple doesn't deplatform Elon for freeing the internet.
I hope he's for real.
No. Pray that Apple doesn't deplatform Elon for freeing the internet.
Well, he just met with him. He says he's not now, but I hear you. And then dot, dot, dot. I love the First Amendment. Long live ye. I pray to Jesus that Elon is for real. Bam! I'm back on Twitter! There you go. We give it to him now. Here you go, buddy. 35 million or whatever it is followers. This is great ideas you're having, man.
Hey.
I have a few good ideas. I believe, let me talk for a second. Don't cut me off. I have a few good ideas. I have ideas that surpass the idea of just being a black face for the Trump administration. Just being Elon's cool friend at a concert. I actually have real ideas, Tim Cook. I actually have real ideas, and I get marginalized into these places, and I understand people are afraid of the truth. The best EQ on the planet. When I went to people like David Simon and Jamie Salter and all these Jewish businessmen, they would offer me things like, hey, we'll give you one store. And I got frustrated. I got frustrated with the Gap, with Adidas, of being held back. And people act like they're going to help you, but they really control you like how Jamie Salter controls Shaquille O'Neal or the NBA controls Shaquille O'Neal. And this is nothing, no knock to our brother. All black people feel the way I feel, but nobody wants to go broke. No one else can take a $2 billion hit and still have $400 million, you know. So that's God putting me in a position to be able to fight battles that other people can't fight. But the people, the real people, they're standing up, they're talking. The problem.
How can anybody disagree with this? It's awesome.
There you go.
All right, now we got Ollie Alexander. Everybody's hunched over the tweet command base.
Nick, what are you tweeting?
Let's see. How about this?
Can we shift the camera over there, guys? I know it's hard, but
yeah.
How about Christ is King, America First? What else?
Death is the New World Order.
No, no, no death. That's God's battle.
We mean politically. Okay.
Yes.
Well, a little self-serving. Go visit Infowars.com. No, Alex Jones is right. I should have said that.
I like the InfoWars part, actually.
How about Groiper?
Put your Groiper thing in, but also say, don't visit InfoWars.com.
Groiper. Okay. I'll tag myself. There we go.
You're supposed to say InfoWars. He told you to. I put what he put about Jesus.
Should I put InfoWars?
Infowars. Don't visit InfoWars.com.
Don't visit. No, yes. Do all the way that you, as a master of the universe, the way that you push ideas forward is all positive affirmations.
I'm glad that billions of you are going to visit InfoWars. Yeah, I'm glad that billions are going to visit InfoWars.
Ari Emanuel, if your wife needs any help on her creative direction for a line, I will gladly help you. Even though you tried to destroy my life, I will help your wife on the creative direction, and I will not do anything unchristian when we're in the room together. In Jesus' name. Ari, if you want me to help your wife with her line, I'm here.
Okay.
Here What'd you go. Put out? We're going to put it on screen.
I put out Christ is King, America First, Groiper, and then I put
beautiful.
Bible.com.
Beautiful.
Did you put the InfoWars thing?
He did. It's good. That'll give him a heart attack.
I go, Ali Alexander, what are you going to tweet from Ye's Twitter?
Can I get this real quick?
Yeah.
By the way, anytime you're just flying over, you want to land, come on the show.
We'll do it once a week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to write about the J6 victims. I think that...
We should think about them.
Ye did more... We got the camera. So Ye did more than the Republican establishment, than the conservative establishment.
Come sit in my chair. Come sit in my chair. I'll be back in 2 minutes. Take a piss. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So Ye did more than the Republican establishment, than the conservative movement, to highlight the due process abuses and the torture. And Laura, could you stop calling while we're live on air? I mean, my gosh. Girl, you know, she's on the spectrum too, though. So she's got that, you know, with your company. But so I think that we need to talk about the J6 victims. So let's, all caps, investigate the civil rights and due process violations of the J6 political prisoners. Why were the only people killed unarmed protesters that day? Free
Alex, Free, Nick, Nicholas.
Hmm. Free speech.
Hmm. Free speech. Ugh. And Free Ali.
Bumbaye.
Bumbaye.
Boom.
Bumbaye. I don't. Yeah, it's. Oh no, I don't know if that's it.
Ducking autocorrect.
Sweet.
There we go. Did we get the overhead of that? Let's get the team to get the camera. Get the camera. I love the crew. I love the crew, but get the camera. Zoom in. That's what I want.
Get the mask. Get the mask. Get the mask.
No. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I should. Oh, I missed
it. You're Alex.
Get the mask. Get the mask.
Oh, you want me to redo the skit?
Yeah, do it.
All right, I love this crew, but, you know, sometimes they can just be stubborn. Zoom in, overhead shot. Zoom in, overhead shot. I'm sorry, I'm just a retard. We love Alex. Who else would let us do this?
All right, we got to do this time. Thank you very much, Ollie. I want to go back to Owen quick. And he's welcome to stay as long as he wants, but I know he's got a lot of big stuff going on. A great idea having folks tweet out.
Allegedly.
What else do you want to tweet? Yeah, who knows? Maybe Kanye West, maybe Ye was never here. He's never disrespect when I call you Kanye. I've just been calling you that for 15 years, so it's like you call my, you know, my brother or something, a name, and he changed his name, but Ye is even better. And it's definitely taken hold. I think it's an awesome name. But seriously, Ye, what else do you want to tweet out to folks? Because everything right now is going super, mega, total viral. What is your message to Trump right now? What's your message to DeSantis right now?
I don't know who DeSantis is. I never heard of the guy.
No, I hear you. Well, all the elites back in DeSantis gives me a lot of concern.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, we love Trump. We love Ye.
That's right. Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's Ye and Trump and anybody going for DeSantis or McCarthy. That's just not the energy. That's not the vibe. That's not MAGA. That's not Jesus energy. That's not dragon energy. So, and I like what Ye said about people need to just put it all on the line and finally tell the truth. That's the problem.
Well, here's the bottom line. You're not a white supremacist. I've seen your show. You love everybody. You stand up for white people. Everybody should stand up for themselves, everybody else. It's a load of crap that you're a white supremacist.
True, yeah. And
did you help round up Jews like George Soros?
No.
Okay, well, then I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
I don't hear anything from the ADL or anybody else.
But for the ADL, I want to say there's a lot of good Nazis that were just fighting for their country. And for them all...
Why George Soros?
For them all to get put in a box... They're all in a box. Every Nazi's bad. Well, could some of the Nazis have just been fighting for their country? Oh, they're all. Oh, we can't put them all in a box.
No, you're explaining that, like you said, you love the Zionists. You don't agree with some of the things they're doing, even though you don't support a lot of what's happening. Seriously, I've really studied a lot of history. Plus, I had family that was there. And so, I mean, I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms. Amazing. But, I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer, can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about
no,
it.
There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can go, right? Because everything at this point that you do proves my point. Watch this. If I say DEFCON 3 and then you cancel all of my deals, you proved exactly why I needed to go DEFCON.
No, I agree with what you just said. Alex, let me stop you.
Alex, go ahead. Let me channel.
All right,
Channel. All right. If Dave Chappelle works for the Jews anyway. So if I say... Now I forgot what I had to say. Let me meditate. Let me get into a place.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Love you, brother. Jesus is King. If I go on this interview and I say, I love Hitler, and then they go and 5150 me and try to lobotomize me like we saw Harley Pasternak do, or they put me in prison, it just proves what I'm saying. And it's going to spark the high schools. It's going to spark the grammar schools. It's going to spark the colleges that say enough is enough. It doesn't matter how on the spectrum you think I am. I have the right to speak out loud. That is our First Amendment. And it's a shame that you have to be considered to be on the spectrum to have enough courage to speak out loud. I do love my family, right? But I looked at every possible outcome. I've practiced Chinese water torture on myself. I would like skip along Malibu in front of my house and sing, when the Clintons come to kill me, how is it going to be? What are they going to do to kill me? Wait a second. Netton, what do you have to say about this? Netton, don't want to say Netton.
What I'm trying to get at here is, Ye, that I don't think the father of the future revolution against tyranny is Hitler. Hitler said a coming man was coming that would be the next Hitler that would destroy the New World Order and the whole system. He wanted his own New World Order. He thought it would come out of America. Do you know about Hitler and his coming man?
No, I don't know about that. But we have to.
Well, I just think you should not want to be Hitler's coming man.
I didn't say I was. I don't really care that much about Hitler. I love him. Seems like
you just do it as a way to like troll.
No, he seems like a cool guy. You know, it's like he had a really cool outfit and stuff, and he was a really good architect. And
so you're in love with the look of it.
And he didn't kill 6 million Jews. That's just like factually incorrect.
Yeah, let's get the Ronald Reagan clip they showed me yesterday. Sorry, go ahead. Ronald Reagan said that too. Well, I think Hitler did target and kill some people. So I think
I think Obama killed Palestinians.
No, I hear you. Here's where I think the frustration is. And Nick, you can comment on this.
And Obama was not the first black president. He was another Jewish president.
Americans are tired of hearing that we're Hitler and that we did bad things when we defeated Hitler. And that's my biggest beef.
Let's not say his name anymore. Only say Christ's name moving forward.
I agree. I'm tired of hearing I'm a Nazi. I'm really sick. I'm not. But I think by them falsely accusing people, some people are going to become Nazis.
I am. Now what? I am.
You're what?
Now, I'm a Nazi, Ari Emanuel. Isn't that what it said? Because this is the thing.
You're doubling down.
Look, Alex, I love you. Do not cut this rant off.
I'm not. You're live.
Right here. Okay, so we're in America. We get our history stolen from us, and we're all made to slaves. The Native Americans and the ones brought over on Jewish slave boats, right? And then we're so-called free, but we're never free. And we're Republican, but then we're turned to Democrats at the MLK, JFK time, right? And we're told we're black, and they made songs that said, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. And then crack came. And then rappers started saying, what's up, my nigga? I'm a nigga. You a nigga. Okay, I'm a nigga then. Wait a second. I thought nigga was bad a second ago. Nah, nigga is fine. That's what the feds told us to call ourselves. And then even Beyonce, we never thought she'd call herself a bitch. Missy said, hey, I'm a bitch. Everyone says I'm a bitch. Okay, now our black women are bitches. So we're bitches and niggas now, right? I'm a nigga. You a bitch. I've even said this in my raps. So I wake up and I look at my phone and they say Ye's an anti-Semitic. So I said, okay, well, I'm an anti-Semitic. No, you said I'm an anti-Semitic. Get it? You understand what I'm saying? Bring in the clowns. There will be clowns.
I tell you what, let's play that Frank Sinatra clip for a minute. Let's get Owen Schroyer and Ollie to have some comments, final comments here. Are you going to push that jet back or you got to get out of here?
I got to get out of here. They already pushed the jet back, tried to stop us from getting here the first time. Nick, can you tell them what happened?
Most don't know. Tell them about that.
Yeah, we had to have the plane turn around midair because there was an issue. There goes the issue. There was some issue with the plane.
You said that had happened before.
No, that was the first time it happened with me, but we were up in the air 20 minutes out, and then there was some kind of big alarm. We had to turn the plane around and land, and Ye said, oh, he's not even going to believe me. He said, Alex isn't going to believe me because I guess it didn't happen the first time.
Yeah, something else
tried to get the show together. Yeah, so, but that
the last time we had it in, yeah.
Yeah, so there was some seal on the door that was broken, and so we were.
Well, you don't want to depressurize the cabin.
Yeah, now we wanted to go down safely, not like, you know, crash into a mountain or something, so.
Which I'm not afraid of. Whatever way you guys want to choose to, you know, take me out or whatever, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of God. One thing I want to say to all of you guys is, no one still stepped up other than John Stewart to say, hey, he was upset about the practices. The contracts have still not changed. So you could do whatever you want to do and say whatever you want about me. We don't like his mask. We don't like, everyone likes the jacket, of course. Everyone loves the jacket, right? You could say whatever you want about me. You could distract us with this Balenciaga kind of conversation. You could distract us with all of these woke ideas. You can choose your superheroes. Like, oh, we're going to choose George Floyd instead of the MLKs. We're going to choose Gabby and Lizzo instead of the Beyoncés. You can try to create the narrative, but God runs the world, and the people are tired of that. People, all the athletes, all of the celebrities, what I'm saying is, I love you guys also. I understand you're all scared. I understand why you don't want to get your bank accounts frozen. I get it. I love you. I'm not listening to none of y'all because y'all all scared.
And you notice the more they pressure whatever the issue is, the more it causes resistance. Let's play 2 minutes of Frank Sinatra, Bring in the Clowns, with a final comment from Ollie Alexander, final comment from Rowan Schroyer, final comment from everybody here. And the good news is you're 10 minutes from the airport, so I know your flight was at 2, but you can push it back. We've got Ye in here with us.
And then the clowns.
Yes, what is this? I'll play it. Here it is.
Opening doors. Finally knowing the one that I wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flair. Sure of my lines, no one is there. Don't you love the farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next
most banned network in the world.
All right, Ye's got to go soon. It's Escape from Austin. I want him to sign. Let's go back to Laura Loomer here for a second, but please sign my tweet you let me send out, brother. Here you go.
Yo, I want to sign a DEFCON one, too, though.
Please, print me a DEF CON.
Sorry. Oh, that DEF CON was that Christ-lock. No signing that one.
All right.
Let Laura Luma, say what you got to say. I have to leave soon. Laura.
Are you guys live on air again?
Yes, we're live, Laura. Quit watching the internet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.